Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And again at noon, we'll have Leonard Lopate as usual on WNYC FM 93.9. We'll have the Obama News Conference and unveiling of his economics team on AM 820 WNYC, both available at noon on WNYC.org. We still have our question up. Should the U.S. government bail out Citigroup? You can answer it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But at President Clinton's 1993 inaugural, Dr. Maya Angelou delivered the poem On the Pulse of Mourning. She was only the second poet to participate in a presidential inaugural, the other being Robert Frost, who read it Kennedy swearing in. A supporter of Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries this year, Maya Angelou is not expected to read a poem at Barack Obama's inaugural this January, but she says she is working on a poem about the president-elect, whose sister, it turns out, was named for Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou has also just published a collection of essays and poems entitled Letter to My Daughter, and I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Maya Angelou back to the Brian Lehrer Show. Dr. Angelou, what a pleasure. Hello.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
You live in Harlem, don't you?
I live in Harlem and in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Where were you on election night?
I was in Harlem.
Did you join the street celebrations?
No. I did in a way, spiritually, yes, but I was inside my house.
And
with a group of friends, and we were singing and laughing and praising God and praising America and being glad to be an American and proud of us and all of that.
You were friends with the late Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King, as well as Malcolm X. Did you think about them that night?
I did, of course. I thought about them and wept that they knew it somehow. But people have known this day would come somehow. Otherwise, there wouldn't be the great songs, by and by and by. You know, the slave songs that soon, one day it will be over. One day you will look at me, my people, white and black and Asian, everybody will look at me and see how beautiful I am and how nice I am and I can be trusted and so forth.
And you must have thought about your Arkansas grandmother who helped to raise you. She was the daughter of a former slave.
That's right. And she loved, she had a photograph of Frederick Douglass, Jesus Christ, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So she loved politics and religion, but she never dreamed. I mean, she hoped for. Everybody hoped this day would come. And you said I supported Miss Clinton, Senator Clinton. I was absolutely at her side and had my hand on her, the small in her of her back, holding her up there, hope, and lifting her. When the primaries showed that that was not the people's choice, she stepped down, and I stepped down and went over to the Obama camp.
Right.
And asked if I could be of use.
And you've
and
written.
So I spent the last few weeks thumping the drum for Senator, for President-elect Obama.
Yes. Now, you've written Letter to My Daughter, though
yes.
You have no daughter, only a son, the writer Guy Johnson. Why
That's
and
right.
Why now?
Well, I really started just making notes for Oprah for over 20 years ago, things I wanted to talk to her about or I wanted to elaborate on. And I asked my daughter, my niece, to bring me that box called WIP, Works in Progress. And I looked through it, and I thought, there's an essay in here. Oh, there's a poem in this. And so I started to write to all the daughters I have, which are, I've just taken people's daughters and claimed them. And they are black and white and Asian, Jewish and Muslim and fat and thin. They're every persuasion. They're gay and straight.
Oprah was like a daughter to you before she was Oprah, right?
Yes.
The book is divided in short essays ranging on themes from philanthropy to vulgarity to Celia Cruz.
Yes, exactly.
In one essay called National Spirit, you urge politicians to aim for the high ground.
Yes.
Can that apply to this moment of financial emergency where
absolutely.
We seem to be aiming for survival?
Absolutely the time. Absolutely, Mr. Laird. You must do it now. It would be no difficulty if these were the best of times to aim for the high ground. This will show our mettle, the kind of people we are. If we really look for the best thing to say, the best thing to hope for, the best deed to do, really this is a time when we give of ourselves to the old folks' home, to children's wards. Let some big man from who is a general contractor, builder, go into a hospital and offer to read to children, read children's stories. It is time for us to really show who we are. And, you know, the American spirit is never say die. It's yes, I can. I can do the worst of things, but I can also do the best of things. And we can really show the world, and more importantly, we show ourselves just what we're capable of. We don't have to point fingers and put this one down or that person down or that corporation down or that big company down. Think about something to say that's positive. Think of that. Here we are, 150-plus years out of slavery, and we have elected a black American man for president. This is an incredible statement. It can only come out of the spirit and the heart of a big people. And I believe in the secret heart of every American, there's a wish to belong to a great country. Because that's who we really are.
We
almost had a woman for president. And we're going to have her for Secretary of State.
So it seems.
And amazing who we are.
We're going to need your uplifting voice after that comment over the next months and years, that's for sure. Your work is saturated with religion, but at a distance. And in Letter to My Daughter, you discuss your faith openly in a few essays, and you also discuss the moments of doubt in your life. And talking about a period in San Francisco, you're right, it wasn't that I had stopped believing in God. It's just that God didn't seem to be around the neighborhoods I frequented. How did you mean? And do you still wrestle with doubt?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, I'm always amazed when people walk up to me and say, hello, I'm a Christian. I think, already? You got it already? It's like saying I'm a Jew practicing. You know, you blow it all the time, hoping not to, praying not to, trying even not to. But to be a Muslim all the time, you blow it and you know it. But what you do is you forgive yourself and then ask anybody you may have harmed, you ask for forgiveness. And then you try to not blow it the next day. But when I find myself really wondering, does God exist, it scares me so. I run straight to God and say, oh, my God, you don't know what I just did. I began wondering if you exist, and remind me. And by the time I settle down, I remember that I can see, that I can hear, that I can speak, that I can hope. And I realize that all the people in the world who can not see or speak or even hold a pen, all the people in the world, how blessed I am to be able to. I don't know if I was without those things, I would still hope that I would think myself blessed just to have life itself.
It kind of reminds me in maybe a less delicate or poetic way of something in the introduction to the collection where you just write, never complain and never whine.
Yes, absolutely not. I mean, complaining and whining, it just lets, it's like cancer eats upon the host. Doesn't do a doggone thing to the object of the displeasure.
We just have 30 seconds, but don't complaining and whining.
No, but you should protest.
That was my question.
By all means, stand up, protest, and protest loudly and clearly, and let everybody know, no, I don't agree with that. No, absolutely not. And say so, but don't whine, because a brute will hear that whining and think, oh, boy, there's a victim.
Dr. Maya Angelou, resident
yes.
of Harlem, her new book, Letter to My Daughter. We have an extra 15 seconds here. What's your poem for Barack Obama shaping up to be?
I've said that Mr. Obama will have his own poet. But I'm writing a poem because it's such an important time in our lives, in America's life, in the life of the United States. We really are going to become more than what James Baldwin called these yet-to-be United States.
And that's where we leave
it. We have this chance.
Maya Angelou, thanks again. Great
pleasure.
Thank
you so much. It's nice to talk to you again.